Okay, so yesterday we began the topic of mitzvah ba'avera and how it applies to the mitzvah of shofar. We began by developing three different general approaches to the parameters of mitzvah ba'avera in terms of what is the particular tseruf needed between the avera and the mitzvah in order for the psul of mitzvah ba'avera to apply and to undermine the kiyum HaMitzvah. Just really quickly, the first approach was developed by the Rav, Hashem Yerushalmi, and we'll see the famous Rambam and Aleph Gimel also clearly seems to subscribe to such approach. Approach number one is the idea of that you can't have a Chefta Shel Avera, which then becomes a Chefta Shel Mitzvah. So right, so when the Avera and the Mitzvah share the same Chefta, that is what generates the necessary Tzeirav, necessary connection between the Avera and the Mitzvah. So again, if you have the exact same chetza, which is defined as the chetza shel avera, which is then becomes the chetza shel mitzvah, then you're going to have mitzvah ba avera, you're going to have that psul according to approach number one. Approach number two is most famously adopted by Tosos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, who says that the tseruf is generated when the avera was necessary for the mitzvah. Meaning that you, in the simple case, that you wouldn't have been able to do the mitzvah if not for the avera. So again, approach number two is where the avera basically contributed to the mitzvah, provided a necessary contribution to the mitzvah. And in that case, where the avera was necessary for the mitzvah, so then that creates that connection between them. Oh, approach number three, adopted by the Ritva and some others, but most famously, adopted by the Ritva in many places in Sukkah, and the Ritva on Chavchas makes reference to this, is that it's like sort of like the opposite of, or the parallel opposite, the parallel opposite of the Tosos. Tosos said it's all about the Avera contributing to the mitzvah. For the Ritva, it's the opposite. It's the mitzvah contributing to the Avera. So namely, when the Kiyama mitzvah completes the Avera, we'll get to in our case, but the classic case that the Ritva discusses, when the Kiyama mitzvah functions as that Shinoi Rishus, to complete the kinyan of the ganav, so there you have the mitzvah contributing to the avera, completing the avera, and that generates that connection to trigger mitzvah ba'avera. So with those three approaches, we call it the chetza shel mitzvah, chetza shel avera approach, the avera contributing to the mitzvah approach, and then the mitzvah contributing to the avera approach, you have three different approaches. And now with that background, now I think we're, better equipped to now delve into the Rishonim. We started yesterday already doing this, and trying to figure out which Rishonim apply mitzvah ba'avera to shofar, which ones do, why they do, and which ones don't, and we need to explain why they don't. So yesterday we started by discussing the group of Rishonim who do apply mitzvah ba'avera. I don't recall off the bat who are the Rishonim who apply mitzvah ba'avera, Shalom. The Ritzvah in the first day, and we point out Ritzvah l'shitasa works out beautifully, because in this case, it's the Kiyama mitzvah, which is the Avera, right? Because the Kiyama mitzvah is the Hanah, and the hana of the Kiyama mitzvah is what, violates the Isser of being nana from Kachem. So that was beautiful that the Ritzvah in the first day, thinks that the psul mitzvah ba bavera would apply to shofar in this case. And that works out beautifully. So we have the Ritzvah. Who else did we have? The Ran. Right? The Chiddush Ran also applied mitzvah ba bavera here. We point out some of the details are not so pashut because he seems to focus very much on kol shofar. Right? He seems to adopt the Rambam's assumption that the chetza shel mitzvah is the kol shofar, we pointed out in light of the Ran, I believe it was in Pesachim, who equated the geder mitzvah of Megillah and shofar. It's Achornim pointed out that the Ran seems to think that the geder mitzvah of shofar is both the tekiah and the shmiah, in which case the focus shouldn't be exclusively on the kol shofar, right? The shofar itself should also be a chetza shel mitzvah, because that's definitely the subject of the ma'aseh tekiah. That was the one Sarachian we left off with. And then we had the Hagos HaShri, who also applied the psul of mitzvah ba'avera there, with the Yerushalmi's qualification that it only applies when there is no shinui ma'isa done before the mitzvah, right? If the ganav basically changed, the tzura of the shofar by, shaving it down or whatever, so then that is going to dictate that mitzvah ba'avera is not going to apply. We'll discuss a little afterwards. Either that's because it's no longer considered the chetza shel avera anymore, right? Because once the ganav completely is kona the item, it's no longer defined as, oh, the stolen item. That's if you want to line it with approach number one. Or as Yeshurun had at the end, you can also align it with the Ritzvah's third approach, because once the kinyan is complete before the mitzvah, so then the mitzvah is no longer contributing to the avera. That's all a summary of yesterday. Now let's move on today to the Rishonim, who do not, I gotta repeat, who do not apply mitzvah ba'aveira to mitzvahs shofar. Let's analyze each of them and why they don't do it. So who is Shneur, who is the most famous, you know, person on this list, who, or the most famous piece, which says that mitzvah ba'aveira does not apply to shofar?
The Rambam.
The Rambam. Right? The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Shofar, Halacha Gimel. So here the Rambam, what's Shneur, what was the Rambam's, you know, reasoning? Why does he think that mitzvah ba'aveira doesn't apply?
In the Shmiya Din Gezel.
Excellent. Right? He says, since the focus of the mitzvah of shofar is the Shmiya, so therefore the subject, Lambda's terminology. So what is the subject of the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah? What is the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah?
The Kol.
The Kol. And it says the Rambam, Ein Bekol Din Gezel. Right? There's no stigma, right? The kol isn't defined as the chepza hanigzal, and therefore the chepza shel avera is limited to the shofar, but the chepza shel mitzvah here is the kol, so therefore you don't have the chepza shel avera being the same item as the chepza shel mitzvah. Chepza shel avera is the shofar itself. The chepza shel mitzvah is the kol shofar, says the Rambam. Therefore there's no problem. It's important to note the Rambam himself doesn't mention mitzvah ba'aveira. But if you look at the Magen Mishnah on the spot, the Magen Mishnah explains that what is the Rambam doing here by saying Ein Bekol Din Gezel? Says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam is implicitly trying to explain why it is that, you know, what other cases is the Rambam's paskin mitzvah ba'aveira by stolen items? It's like lulav gezel, the Rambam says mitzvah ba'aveira, and matzah gzula, excellent, right? The Rambam says mitzvah ba'aveira, according to the Nosa Galen. So the Magen Mishnah says, oh, so what's going on here is that the Rambam is implicitly explaining why is it when it comes to matzah gzula is mitzvah ba'aveira? Why is it when it comes to lulav gezel is mitzvah ba'aveira? Yet when it comes to shofar gezel, which seems to be the same thing, they're all stolen items, yet the Rambam here says that it is kosher. Magen Mishnah says, oh, the difference is in terms of what is the subject of the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. When it comes to matzah and lulav, the Chefza Shel Mitzvah is the lulav itself, is the matzah itself. And since the lulav and the matzah were also the Chefza Shel Avera, those are the items which were stolen, so therefore you have mitzvah ba'avera. According to the first approach, it's all about the Chefza Shel Avera being the same object as the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. But, okay, in the second motion, but for shofar, where the Chefza Shel Avera is the shofar, the Chefza Shel Mitzvah is the kol, therefore you don't have this issue of mitzvah ba'aveira, according to Rambam. Yeah.
Let's say I have like the lulav or matzah, but I'm gonna go take it, but then I decide not to take it. So it makes, is this still mitzvah ba'aveira? I stopped in midway.
What did you end up fulfilling the mitzvah with? You ended up taking another one.
Someone dropped off something in my house.
And someone gave you a matan. So as long as
I stole it with chatzimah.
I mean, but you didn't do the mitzvah with it.
Yeah.
So again, you might have been over gzela for the ma'aseh gzela.
I returned it though.
Fine, great. You're Mekayim Heshev is example. But if you fulfilled the mitzvah, right? You brought the shul, a kosher lulav, which was not stolen, and the matzah you ate at the seder was end up being kosher matzah you didn't steal, then you fulfilled the mitzvah.
Wait, does that mean that the kol is the kiyum mitzvah? Or
the because the kiyum mitzvah is the shmiya, is the listening to it, so the subject of that shmiya is the kol. Therefore, the kol, you know, is categorized as the chetzah shel mitzvah.
And the shofar was the...
Meaning, according to the Rambam, the shofar is just like a hechsher ba'alma. Right? Because, reminiscent of the Rambam and Shuvah, which says the blowing itself is just a hechsher ba'alma. So therefore, the shofar itself is just a hechsher. Okay. It's important. Y'all, do you remember the Magen Mishnah there says that the Rambam is coming off of an early source. You know the Magen Mishnah quotes as an early source for the Rambam this idea that the focus, Yerushalmi, excellent. But if you look at the Yerushalmi inside, as I was explaining, right? So let's look at the Yerushalmi. This is in, I believe it's in Sukkah, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. This is right off the Mishnah of Lulav HaGazel. So y'all, would you mind reading? It's very important to note that while the Magen Mishnah brings the Yerushalmi as a raya for the Rambam, and we'll see, the Lashon of Yerushalmi is going to be mechalek between the kol, which is the focus of shofar, and the chefza of the lulav, which is the focus of lulav. But if you look at the context of the Yerushalmi, it's important to note, it doesn't seem like the Yerushalmi is discussing mitzvah ba'aveira. So it's important to make that hara. Do you want to make a comment before we read the Yerushalmi? Yeah.
The Magen Mishnah at the end seems to say that like that if I were to steal teva, and if I were to steal or any type of grain and then make matzah with it, it would be mutter b'di'eved. I'm not even understanding why in the Rambam that would work, because it's still the Chesed Shalitzer.
Well, it could be that if you completely make the Shinoi.
So you're saying this as far as like, you're saying, like I'm Shinoing it, but it's still a Chesed Shalitzer. I'm just like, I'm just cooking with it, I'm using it.
So there's evidence to say that, I mean, it could be that it only has the stigma, it doesn't only have the shame, Chesed Shalavera, if it's in the same form.
Uh-huh.
Once you change the form, it loses the association, loses that stigma of being the Chesed Shalavera.
Uh-huh. And how does that work in Svara then? Like, I'm saying, it's in the whole Zachman's about the Vera, like the thing which you use for an Avera should be the thing who cares about the form.
But again, it's the association. It's just like Inkateg or Nasa Sanegar.
It has an association, okay.
Exactly. Meaning, all of a sudden it's Damapar? No, that's the whole point. The whole point is the association, and therefore a lot of times when you can break that association through a Shinoi.
Got it.
Yeah.
There's same with Gemara that's like the woman came and complained when Abraham said he had stolen something from the stolen wood, and maybe other woman said that the sukkah had stolen wood, so I'm not considered stolen,
right?
Huh? There's same with Gemara that says the woman was complaining that the sukkah was made of stolen wood.
Uh-huh.
And they said ambi other plum, because again, you're making a sukkah out of stolen wood, it's not.
Because it's like,
because it's you built the sukkah out of the stolen wood, so it's not. The Bukhari's going from there, essentially.
Okay, related. Yeah, there are plenty of cases where a shinoi to a chetzah will break its eruv.
Cool.
Heshev zekzela. A lot of.
Here, like if that's for applied to here.
Yeah, it does. And I would say even lesser things, you know, will break that eruv.
Got it. Okay,
that's a little beyond. Y'all, what do you mind? So the Yerushalmi again in Perikim Alacha Aleph Masach HaSukkah. So this is the Yerushalmi that the Magen Mishnah brings as a raya for the Rambam. And you'll see the Raya himself brings the same Yerushalmi the other day in the Yerushalmi as a raya for himself. We're going to see that the context of the Yerushalmi is a little different than the context of Rambam and the Raya. So it's just important hot word to make. Yeah, go for it. Right, so again, what's the case? It's not shofar a guzzle, number one. It's a shofar, it's a shel avodah zarah, which is very, very, very important, right? Anything which is of avodah zarah or any dachas are asurim bahana. So you can see very clearly, Yerushalmi's discussion is really about the isur hana. Right, but when it comes to lulav, if the lulav is shel avodah zarah and it's asur bahana, that's going to be a problem. So Yerushalmi asks, ma bein shofar, ma bein lulav. Why is isur hana a problem by lulav? And not a problem by shofar. So skip to the second day, because the first day is the Ravid's is the makor for the Ravid. We'll get back to that. See, Amr of Laser. So what's the chilek? Exactly. There by lulav, begufo yotza. Who yotza, right? There by lulav, you're the chetzah shel mitzvah, to use this terminology. There, the chetzah shel mitzvah is the goof of the lulav itself. And therefore, when the lulav itself is asur bahana, therefore you can't use the chetzah shel mitzvah, which is asur bahana. Baram, however, hacha by shofar, bikolohu yotze. What is the subject of the mitzvah? The kol, right? Not the chetzah shel shofar, but the kol. And that last four words are very important. How does the Yerushalmi continue? Right? Is there an isur hana on the kol? No, the isur hana is on the shofar itself. So it's very important. So while the Yerushalmi is making the same distinction between the focus of shofar being the kol, right, in contrast to the focus of lulav being the lulav itself, it's important to note that Yerushalmi's, discussion, right, subject is not really the psul of mitzvah baba avera, as much as it's the issue of, isur hana. So again, it's an akuda, just to point out, while the Yerushalmi has this chiluk between kol versus, let's say, the lulav itself, that part is a support for the Rambam, but the fact that the Rambam carries it over to mitzvah bava avera, that's the Rambam's chiddush. Right? Because again, all I'm saying is that you have no raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi thinks that the koveya of mitzvah bava avera is all about the chetzah, like approach number one. Right? Because all the Yerushalmi is making this chiluk between the focus of kol for shofar and the focus versus the focus of the lulav itself for mitzvah's lulav. It's only in the context of isur hana. The Yerushalmi doesn't bring it over to the topic of mitzvah bava avera, so you have no raya from the Yerushalmi that the koveya mitzvah bava avera is all about the chetzah shel avera being the same, object as the chetzah shel mitzvah. You have the raya from the Rambam, but it's important to note that Yerushalmi itself doesn't pertain to mitzvah bava avera. Yeah.
Would it be right that I'm saying the Rebbeinu Tam also holds that kol is part of it? You wouldn't argue on the Yerushalmi?
Not necessarily, because there's two days in this Yerushalmi.
Oh, exactly,
exactly. Yeah. So no one's mishubah to this particular shita. Okay, good. So again, just keep everything organized. All right. So the first makor for on our list of makoros which say that mitzvah bava avera doesn't apply to shofar. The first one on the list is this Rambam and shofar Aleph Gimel, right? because he adopts approach number one, that's all about sharing the same chetza, and l'shitasa, the Rambam l'shitasa, who thinks that the gedera mitzvah is shmiya, therefore, in this case, the chetza shal mitzvah is the kol, and the chetza shal avera is the shofar itself. Yes, Yosef. Oh, really? Oh, interesting. So that might change a little bit, because then it can't be an Isra Hana discussion. I'd have to see the whole Girsa. But definitely according to this Girsa, the focus is Avodah Zarah, and therefore the focus is Isuri Hana, and not Gezel, not Mitzvah Baba there. Awesome. Okay, good. After the Rambam, there is another very important Rishon, who doesn't say explicitly the Mitzvah Baba Vera doesn't apply to Shofar, but he offers an alternative explanation of the Gemara on Chav Ches. Just Chazer the Gemara on Chav Ches, right? Right. The Gemara is basically saying that if, right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Let's try to do it, right? Shimi, let's do it outside of this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, right? What's Rabbi Yehuda's first Shita?
I think it's the Gemara on Chav Ches.
Yeah, the Gemara on Chav Ches. Well?
Gim Shol.
Exactly.
That you are Yotzei if you blow the Shol, and you're not Yotzei if you blow the Shol.
Exactly, right? The shofar shal shalman, right? Because Rav Yehuda says that because the hektish remains, there's no me'ila there. So since the hektish remains, then you're violating the isser of being nana from hektish. So therefore, lo yatza. And then comes along Rava and says, no, the lo yatza applies both to ola and to shlamim, because right, the me'ila isn't triggered until the end. Right? So again, from the Gemara, it's very clear that if you're being nana from hektish, right? If you're being mekayim the mitzvah through a shofar of hektish, right? And within the Havamina, mitzvahs lehanas ninu, very important. So in the Havamina, where the kiyama mitzvah is hana, so you're violating the avera of being nana from hektish, that results in you not being yotze the mitzvah. But what's not clear in the Gemara is why. Just because you're violating an avera, what does that result in you not fulfilling the mitzvah? So while the first group of Rishonim we saw yesterday say, oh, it's mitzvah baba avera, because mitzvah baba avera applies to shofar, we're going to see now there's certain Rishonim who offer an alternative explanation for why lo yatza, right? Uriel, do you remember the Ramban in Yevamos? How does the Ramban in Yevamos, we'll see it inside in just a moment, how does the Ramban in Yevamos explain the lo yatza on Chav Ches?
It says that...
Is the... Should we just do it inside? Okay, let's see the background here, right? This is the Ramban in Yevamos Kuv Gimel on the base. Let's see the Gemara first, do the background. So what does the Gemara say here? Kuv Gimel on the base, Amar Rava.
Oh, sorry. So ideally, you shouldn't do it in a sandal, in a shoe of a Goyim or of a Kuv Gimel, but if you did... Then the
not just a sandal that belongs to a guy, but that it was right, connected to a Avodah Zarah itself. L'chatzchila, you shouldn't use it as part of the mitzvah, but if you use it, bid the Evid, it's fine. So then Rashi points out that there, right, there's no issue. Let's just see Rashi. Do you want to ask the chalitza sakshira? So not getting into the details of a Avodah Zarah, but basically it's saying because it was only part of Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, not Avodah Zarah itself, so therefore it's not actually burnt, so you don't have the problem of Ksusei Mechtes Shi'ure, which you had in earlier cases of the Gemara. Now this is more important for us. The Imishon.
So it's not, you're not being over Isra Banah.
Exactly. Don't think, oh, it's a problem that you got your nana from being Mekayim the mitzvah through this sandal, which is Aser Bana. Because no, mitzvah is lovely, honest, and therefore it's not a problem. Oh. So the Ramban there is trying to really focus in on why is there an Isra L'chatzchila? Right? Once mitzvah is lovely, honest, and it's not ma'akev, so then why is it Aser L'chatzchila to use the sandal shell of Avodah Zarah? So let's go, you see the Ramban on the spot, the third line on the Makoro sheet. Let's get Sroli, would you mind?
Yeah, the chachila lo tichlot mitnei nears can act, right? So we're saying the chachila, it's not going to be, it's not the best. It's going to appear like that he's getting benefit.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, so the Ramban's about to present three different pshatim, right? Two which he likes and the third one which he rejects, right? First, so why can't you do it lechachila? Because it looks like you're getting benefit, even though really meikar din mitzvahs lavei hanas ninu. But at the end of the day, it seems like you're using it. So it means you're a banan. It looks like you're getting hana from something which is asur banan. That's a problem. That's reason number one.
Right,
it's like mi'as. It's inappropriate to use a chetzah shel mitzvah from a vodah zarah, like ma'as. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, this is the key. Now he's about to bring a third daya, which the Ramban is going to go to town rejecting.
Yesh Mefarish, the Vechila lo tichlos, Mishum de Nenesh and Nesesbo, right? Because the woman is going to have Hanah from the ability to remarry because of the Vechila.
Exactly. So you're saying, forget the Kiyam Mitzvah. In terms of the Hanah from Kiyam Mitzvah, that's lovely Hanah's Nenu. So it says this day, but there's another Hanah here. The other Hanah is that the performance of Chalitza, besides for Kiyam Mitzvah, it enabled her to marry. So that's a Hanah. So it says this third day in the Ramban. Maybe that's the reason why it's Asur Chatzchila, because you're actually getting Hana from the mitzvah.
Right.
But still, Im Chalza.
The Im Chalza, Chalitza Kshera. Right? But if you do the Chalitza, then Chalitza is Kshera. Nihi the Avda Avodasa. The Avda Isra, you did like through the Asur thing. You might think that Chalitza Lamitzvah.
No. So Nihi the Avda Isra, so even though you violated the Isra Hana, still Chalitza Salam Mifsala. This day says, oh, that's not going to be Ma'akev, the mitzvah b'di'evet. And that's the key that now the Ramban's going to go to town on. Ramban's saying, wait a second. So you're saying there is Hana here? You violated the Isra Hana, but yet there's a Kiyam Mitzvah, B'di'evet? He's going to say, that's against the Gemara and Chavches, Rosh Hashanah Chavches. This is the key, this is really what's not going to get to us. Go for it, Shuli.
Lo medayakli mehadi garsinan v'perek ro basin, right? Rava Amar, right? Our Gemara, Echatzev, Echatzev, lo yatza, Hadar Amar Rava, then Rava went back and said, Echatzev, Echatzev, yatza is going to be Yotzei. My time, why, what's the reason? Mitzvahs lav lehinos nisir, right? Mitzvahs, there's no inherent Hana within them. Alma, we see, eat nisru lahanos, if he's going to get Hana for them, kevan she'im yatza, even if you want to say that he's Yotzei.
Kevan she'im yatza nehene.
Right.
Since if you were to fulfill right within mitzvahs lehanas nenu in the hamina,
you get enough from it, then
you'd be
counted as if you did the iser.
Exactly, because the iser is getting hana. So right, so in a case where if you were to mekayim the mitzvah, you would get a vera of iser hana.
Right, be lo yasa, and if you didn't asa lo asa lo klum. Right, you didn't. It's like you didn't do an action. You didn't do anything. But iser shalom nana, and then you didn't get hana. Amin and lo yasa. Then you. You have to say that you're not
Yotze. Oh, it's very important. So the Ramban is saying that the reason of lo yotze in the Gemara is not mitzvah baba avera. The Ramban says this is a new concept. It's like a self-protective mechanism, we can call it. Right? It's like a self-protective mechanism in halacha, where the halachic system can say that if your kiyam mitzvah will lead you to violate an avera, so then the halachic system itself will undermine the kiyam mitzvah. Again, if the Kiyam Mitzvah will cause you to do an Aveira, so then the halachic system will undermine the Kiyam Mitzvah to ensure that you didn't violate the Aveira. So Ramban, in his context, we'll speak more broadly in a moment. So Ramban is saying that this third day, which says that, oh, you violated the Isra Hana, but yet you're Yotze B'Dievet, that's against the Gemara Chavches. Because the Gemara Chavches says that if your Kabbalah's Hana, if you're getting Hana, right, because of the mitzvah, then we're going to undermine the mitzvah, b'di'evet, to make sure that you don't get that Hana. So the Ramban is saying, therefore, that third day is incorrect. Right, whenever you get Hana through the Kiyama mitzvah, right, then we're going to, the halacha itself is going to undermine the Kiyama mitzvah to ensure that you didn't do the other. Just one. Okay, you go now.
It's very ritzvah.
The second day of the ritzvah?
No, I'm saying, yeah, yeah.
I'm yeah, yeah, 100%.
Wait. Did he have the ritzvah? He doesn't. Why
remember,
does he...
the ritzvah comes after the Ramban.
Oh, never mind. Yeah,
the ritzvah is the Talmud of the Ramban.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So, generally, we do it in chronological order. The Ramban, first the Rambam, then the Ramban, and then the ritzvah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, okay. So, a couple of nekudos. Number one, just to analyze this idea itself, called the self-protective mechanism. Right, this idea of like the halachic system like protecting itself, right, preventing an avira by undermining the mitzvah. What do you guys think? Do you think that works midrabanan or da'araisa? This idea of the halachic system. Oh, Kavi, you're right behind there. What do you think? What determines that you're not yotzei the mitzvah? Is that the chachamim or the Torah? What do you think? There's gonna be a problem with each. So pick your poison, as they say. Not sure. Okay. Probably. It was a little intimidating. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. We discussed it. Yeah. Scott's in the shader. Yeah. Go for it.
So, yeah.
Because
of the Sukkah, the unrelated.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's Midirabanan, but it's also Midirabanan.
Okay. Good. Let's go through it. Right? Excellent. Right? It's, right, the idea here is what we're trying to say, right, the Ramban is saying is that, oh, right, because, what? Right, is that because you're going to do the Avera, we're going to be Ma'akir the kiyam mitzvah, presumably even midoraisa, right? You have to neutralize the kiyam even on a deraisa level, because if you're a yotzei on a deraisa level, then you're getting hana on a deraisa level. So it must be that you're being ma'akarit on a deraisa level. That's the result. The question is, who triggered that akara? If it's the Torah itself, then okay. The question is, what's the makor for that? Where do you find in the Torah that the Torah has this self-protective mechanism? What's the makor midoraisa for this idea? That's the problem. Is that what? Right? Is it, anybody know like a place in the Torah where it's a makor for this? So to say that it's deraisa, yeah.
I mean, you should probably learn a lesson. Like the opposite parallel we find. We say the Beloza say that even though it's yotzei, you'll have a kiyum of Beloza say. You say do the essay anyway and push aside the lie.
Yeah, but that's different than here. In Asa de Chalosa say is saying that, you know, we allow you for the mitzvah assay to override the losa assay. Hocha to chuya, whole discussion. But here, we're saying that we're totally different idea. Here's saying we're going to be ma'aker the kiyam de oraisa to make sure.
I'm saying the deraisa is the opposite svara. I said also it's the exact opposite svara of what we're saying here.
Oh, so you're saying it's not the right.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I thought you're being a mukwar.
It's the opposite word.
Okay. Right. So again, there doesn't seem to be a derisive mukwar for this idea. So it's a little hard. So although, right, it's, you know, the fact that you're being accurate, the kiyam, even on a derisive level, you would like to say that, oh, therefore it's the Torah that's doing that. But the problem is that where's the mukwar derisive for that? So the other option is what? Moshe, finish it up. What's the other option? Who's ma'akar the kiyam derisive?
That is.
It's the Rabbanan. So the big question is, are the Chachamim able to be ma'akir? I mean, it was one thing for the Chachamim to say, don't do a mitzvah d'oraisa, v'shei b'al taisa, right? Because yesh koach l'chachamim, l'akor d'vim min ha-Torah, v'shei b'al taisa.
Can't they do that? It's just protecting from
the right? Yeah, but they're not just doing that here. They're not here telling you, don't do. I mean, to not take lulav on Shabbos, or not to blow shofar on Shabbos, they're saying, don't do that mitzvah. V'shei b'al taisa, don't do a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's one. But here it's much further than that. Here we're saying, you did the mitzvah. You were tokeya. But we're going to the chamim now, we're going to say that there's no kiyam mitzvah d'oraisa, even though you did the mitzvah.
They can't do that.
So, the chiddush is, this would assume that the chamim are able to not just tell someone not to do something, but they're also able to be ma'akar a kiyam d'oraisa. That's a huge chiddush. It's a huge chiddush. It's like in the case of, let's say a person went ahead and blew shofar on Shabbos. Were they mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa? Bepashtus. Because mid'oraisa the mitzvah applies. Right? So to say that the chamim are ma'akar, so what's the, as I had you see, there's very few makoros of Shitas Rishonim who say that the chamim are able to be ma'akar even a kiyam d'oraisa. What's the makor?
I don't know about that. It's just a separate.
Let's just finish it up and then we'll take. Agreed, yeah. So what's the makor? Tosas and Sukkah Daf Gimel. That's why I had you see the Tosas and Sukkah Daf Gimel. It's a very unique Shita, which is there are certain Shitos in the Rishonim who hold, right? The context there is basically, right, the Beis Shammai has a certain gzeira, don't sin a sukkah unless you can get Rubo Verosho in there. And Beis Tosfos says that if you go against the Takanas Chazal, not only were you over the Durabanan, says Tosfos, they're going to be able to be ma'akir, even the Kiyam de Oraisa. It's a huge chiddush of Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel. So you're saying, it seems like this svara of the Ramban, right, unless you're able to find some d'oraisa source for it, seems to be relying on that mechudish idea that the chachamim are able to be ma'akir even a kiyam d'oraisa. Yeah, sorry, first shner, and then.
I did this many years ago.
Yeah.
In, like at the beginning of Gemara in Suvas, thing like Gimel and Aleph, where Rava discusses a case that I spoke with.
I mean afkeinu. This is good.
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember it very well at all, but I remember there's some Akira Darbana Deraisa Ikarib. I don't.
Yeah, my father-in-law actually referenced in Shal Shudas. That's only because called the Mekadesh, I died the Darbana Mekadesh. When you're Mekadesh, you make a Tanai that the Chamim agree to it. So once you do that, you put an internal Tanai in it. So that's not the same as the Chamim coming along and being Ma'akir a Kim Darisa. That's the Pash, that's like the way Raj explains it. Yeah. But, okay, good.
Having trouble understanding the difference between this self-contained mechanism which prevents the kiyam on the rest level and mitzvah baba hera.
So basically, if you take certain, we'll get to this in a moment, if you take a certain perspective of mitzvah b'avera, meaning I'll say, mitzvah b'avera is that when you commit an avera, right, if an avera which is connected to a mitzvah, that's going to undermine the kiyama mitzvah. Nothing about preventing the avera, you did the avera, but that avera, in certain circumstances, if it's connected to the mitzvah, is going to not only be an avera, but it's also going to undermine the mitzvah. Here's a slightly different idea. Here is that you're going to undermine the mitzvah to make sure that you didn't do an avera.
Can you say that's a svara for mitzvah b'avera? Like the reason why a chetzah shel avera, let's say, you can't use that for to be a chetzah shel mitzvah is because we don't want people to use chetzah shel avera because we want them to do averas.
But in all those cases of mitzvah b'avera, undermining the mitzvah is not going to undermine the avera. You stole the item.
It's like a knas.
I mean, you did a avodah zara. You did the geneva. You did the gzela. Whether you then use it for a mitzvah is not going to change whether you did the. You know what I'm saying?
Here we're saying because the sandal was already. The sandal was already used for avodah zara.
No, that's not the avera we're talking about. The avera at hand is the getting hana from the avodah zara based on your kiyama mitzvah. So in this case, if you're ma'akir, the kiyama mitzvah, there's no hana. So in this case, right, it's a slightly different. It's the we're being ma'akir the mitzvah to prevent the avera. Mitzvah of avera, the avera took place already. The avera is the avera. The question is now, then that avera somehow contributes to the mitzvah, it's also going to undermine the mitzvah. It's a subtle distinction, but they're two different ideas. You see, if you look at, we'll get to the ritual, it presents it as two different deals. So they clearly are different, but
I mentioned, let's say, the ritva, because the ritva, the Dafka does say that the Avera is not chal yet. It's only when even the mitzvah is the Avera chal. Only when I pick up the lulav and do the mitzvah does the Avera actually come. So we find that same idea.
It's parallel, but it completes it. There's still an Avera to doing a Maisa Gzela. There's a further Avera to not only the two stages in Gzela and Geneva.
Okay.
Not only is the Maisa Geneva, the Maisa Gzela, the Avera, but it's also a further Avera to then attain bilus over the chefza that you stole.
So you're saying that there was already a part of an Avera then
exactly,
before?
Exactly.
I heard.
In this case, right. So in that case, Avera was done, but this is for the Ritzvah, this is going to complete the Avera. And in the case over here, we're talking about preventing the Avera.
Completely.
I hear everything. Completely. So that's slightly different. Yeah.
When it comes to like a shofar gozel, for example, would the Ritva explain that it's the mitzvah of tekiah that like I need to do it? That's why I'm doing the gzela, since this has to contribute to the kiyum avera. Would the Ritva explain it that I'm stealing the shofar because?
No. That doesn't have to be. Just the fact for the Ritva, just the fact that your kiyum a mitzvah completes the avera, because it.
How so?
Because it's considered the shinoi rishus.
Okay. Yeah. Once you actually use it, then
exactly. It's not that at the time you did the avera you were intended. It's nothing to do with that. It's the fact that your violation of your kiyum a mitzvah is going to violate. It's going to cause a violation of the avera.
Oh, so just because the mitzvah is like quote unquote mashlim the avera, yeah. Right? A lot of that doesn't mean that the mitzvah comes first. If l'chor not, because
no, generally no. I mean, sometimes it comes basachas, but sometimes it comes towards the end of it.
Because it goes before you could say, like, seen the idea, like, where maybe it's kind of the same
thing. Yeah. Okay, good. Oh. So again, nekuda number one in the Ramban is the chiddush of this is called the self-protective mechanism. That, you know, this idea that the halacha exists in being able to undermine a kiyum de oraisa in order to prevent an isra. We point out, if that's de oraisa, great, but the question is, what's the makor for that? If it's derabanan, which it seems to be, then just important chiddush that the chacham were able to be ma'akir even a kiyum de oraisa. The other part, the other important nekuda in the Ramban, is the reason why we're bringing it up now, is the fact that the Ramban gives this alternative explanation for the lo yatzah in the Gemara and ignores perhaps the simpler, right? Shalom, what reasoning does the Ramban ignore? Mitzvah b'avera. The fact that the Ramban says the pshat in lo yatzah is a self-protective mechanism and doesn't invoke mitzvah b'avera requires us to explain why doesn't the Ramban just invoke mitzvah b'avera. It seems from the Ramban that the Ramban doesn't think that mitzvah b'avera applies to shofar. That's what we're going to suggest, right? So now we have to explain that, right? So again, the fact that Rabban has to come onto this called the self-protective mechanism, and not just the most simple pshat, mitzvah ba'ba vera, right? It sounds like the Ramban thinks that mitzvah ba'ba vera does not apply to shofar. So I'd like to spend a couple minutes just suggest explaining why is that? Why doesn't mitzvah ba'ba vera apply to shofar? Yeah.
Could you say the answer that you gave to Shneir and I? Just because let's say you were saying that how there was a Talmud of the Ramban, so that Rabban and the Ramban held the same ideas for the mitzvah about Vera, and therefore, since he held there was a chilek between these two cases, he couldn't apply mitzvah about Vera in this case.
No, the Ritva could apply mitzvah about Vera. Remember, the Ritva is approach number three.
He felt, let's say, that this wasn't the case where, let's say, he felt this was the case where, let's say, where I already did Gazela before.
Remember, the Gemara and we're discussing. Is a case where the Kiyama Mitzvah is the Avera.
All right, fine.
So again, for the Ritzvah, it does apply. In order to explain the Ramban, you have to go with an approach number one, and it's all about the Chefza Shel Avera not being able to be used as a Chefza Shel Mitzvah. And we'll give two different explanations here. So again, we're trying to explain now why is it that the Ramban doesn't apply Mitzvah Baba Avera here. So we're suggesting now that perhaps the Ramban adopts approach number one, that mitzvah b'ba avera is when the chetzah shel avera becomes the chetzah shel mitzvah. We're going to give two explanations for why that might not apply to shofar. So the first explanation is the obvious one, right? What's the obvious one for why, Moshe, what's the obvious explanation for why you can't apply the mitzvah b'ba avera, chetzah shel avera becoming the chetzah shel mitzvah to shofar? Exactly. So the Ramban, and if you remember, the Ramban is the one who says hihuri tshuva in terms of the kafuf. So we suggested at the time that it seems like the Ramban adopts the Shmiya approach. So if the Ramban adopts the Shmiya approach, that means the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah is going to be the Kol. So the Ramban could just be like the Rambam. All right, so the first suggestion is that maybe the Ramban aligns with the Rambam. And remember, the Ramban does focus on Hirurei Tshuva in the context of the Shofar being Kafuf. So it works out beautifully. If the Gedder HaMitzvah is Shmiya, that means the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah is the Kol. The Chetzah Shel Avera is the Shofar. Therefore, Mitzvah Baba Avera is not going to apply. That's the first explanation, to basically align the Ramban with the Rambam, and the fact that the Ramban also seems to hold the Shmiya approach works out nicely. But there's a little of a problem here. The problem is, if you remember in the sugya of Tzipoy Zav, and you remember, what did the Ramban think the chisaron of Tzipoy Zav was? B'makom anachas piv? And with the airspace? There's a... What? There's a chatzitz, and it wasn't a maisa tekiah. So remember at the time, we said, it seems to emerge from the Ramban that although the mitzvah is the kiyama mitzvah is the shmiya, it seems to be that he holds that the maisa mitzvah is the tekiah. So if you now pull it all together, this first pshat is not so obvious anymore. Because if you think that the kiyama mitzvah is the shmiya, but yet there's a maisa mitzvah of the tekiah, so then the shofar should also be the chetzah shel mitzvah. Because presumably the chetzah shel mitzvah is not just the chetzah of the kiyama mitzvah, it's also the chetzah of the maisa mitzvah. And therefore, if the Ramban, based on all of our analysis, holds that the Kiyama Mitzvah is the Shmiya, but that there's a Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Tzikiyah, so then the Shofar itself is also the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah, and then, seemingly, Mitzvah Baba Avera should apply according to this analysis. Right? So that would be the problem with the first explanation, which is going to lead us to the second explanation. For Shneir?
I was just going to the first
approach. Oh, sorry.
No, the Shmiya. No.
Okay. Or Shkivanti. Yeah.
How exactly would that work? On one hand, the Maisa is the Blood and Shofar, and the Kiyam is the Hirurei Tshuva, and then also the Hirurei Tshuva together?
The Hirurei Tshuva come from are connected to the Shmiya. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Isaac.
What are you trying to say? That we see that the Ramban says that Ramban, comes the Tzipoy
Zahar, but not his Tzipoy. Yeah. And the Chatzito is that it's a Chisarn in your Maisa Tekiah. Right, because you need to do a Maisa Tekiah with the Shofar, and therefore if it's a Chatzito, that's a problem. And the time, a couple of Shirim ago, we said, that sounds like Ramban doesn't just care about the Shmiya, he also cares about the Maisa Tekiah. But if you also care about the Maisa Tekiah, so then the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah should also be the Shofar. And then you have an overlap. The Shofar, which is the Chetzah Shel Avera, also the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah. That's the problem with the first explanation. This brings us to the second explanation. And it's a very important Yisod, which I, the Rav, the Shechter quotes the Rav regarding. And it comes out in the context of Matzah Shel Tevel, which is brought up by Tosos in Sukkah Taflamina Manalov. Anyone remember? What is the Kasha Nachi? Do you remember the Kasha that Tosos asks at the end of the Tosos in Sukkah Taflamid?
Why does the Gemara in Sukkah learn out in Tosos learn out in
Beautiful. Right? So the Gemara in Psachim right? When it's posel matzah shel tevel, brings the whole pasuk connection between matzah and chametz, etc., etc. Details don't matter to us so much. But the question that Tosfos asks is, why isn't there mitzvah about avera? Why isn't there mitzvah about avera? Because when you're eating the tevel, right, you're violating the avera of achilas tevel. Right, tevel, just for everyone, is right. Is produce which you didn't take trumas or maizes off. So before you take the trumas or maizes off, it's status of tevel. It's usher to eat by anybody, even Cohen happens to me. Right? It's usher to eat. It's usher ba'achila. So ask Tosas, the mitzvah ba'avera. By eating this the matzah, you're violating the avera of achilas tevel. So that isser of that avera of achilas tevel should undermine the kiyam mitzvah of matzah. So why does the Gemara have to come onto a fancy drasha and just say mitzvah ba'avera? So the Rav pointed out a very important ha'ar. The Rav says that Tosos in asking that question is l'shitaso, to their conception, l'shitasam, to their conception of what mitzvah ba avera is all about, right? Let's get, who are we going to call on yet? Moshe, do you remember, according to Tosos in Sukkah, what is, when does mitzvah ba avera apply? Good, in the case of Zela, because there the avera was necessary in order to do the mitzvah. You couldn't do the mitzvah with the lulav gazel without doing the avera. So says the Rav, for the Tosos l'shitasam, that it's all about the avera, contributing to the mitzvah. So l'shitasam, mitzvah ba avera should apply to the case of matzah shel tevel. Because here too, right, when you're eating the tevel, you're doing the avera of achilas tevel, that is contributing to the achilas matzah, to the kiyam mitzvah. Right? So again, Tosos l'shitasam, approach number two, that it's all about the avera contributing to the mitzvah, so that applies to the matzah shel tevel case, where the avera of eating tevel contributes to the mitzvah of eating matzah. Yeah?
So, in that Tosos just earlier, I don't know, I mean, it's a separate point, so we can see if it's, like, not shy right now, but earlier in Tosos, I think he had a similar kasha when it came to Ulav Asherah.
Yeah, but Tosos l'shitasam answered that question.
Yes, so that's fine, right? And he said that it was the difference between like a lulav gazel and a lulav asherah, right?
Yeah.
A lulav gazel, like you mam it, like the gzela is necessary to be the kind of, I mean, you're not the kind of mitzvah, but actually physically have it.
You couldn't have done the mitzvah without the avera.
You don't need a lulav of an asherah tree.
Exactly. It was in your backyard. Before you worshipped it, you could have easily. Exactly.
But for matzah, and then he makes a dimyon between lulav gazel and matzah tevel, and I don't understand why, because again, you don't need it to be tevel. In this case, to have matzah, it's not the same thing. You know, as lulav gazel, there's one straight out of gzela to shemesh lulav, which is not true by matzah's tevel.
Okay, good. Excellent. So this is, I was talking to Moshe and Shalom about this in Seder, they have the same question. So it seems like there's a slight difference in the cases. In the case of the avera of gezel and the avera of avodah zarah, so there the avera took place before the mitzvah. Right, lulav gazel, lulav shel asherah, the worshipping of avodah zarah and the gzela took place earlier. So there, within Tosos' idea that the avera needs to contribute to the mitzvah, so when the avera takes place before the mitzvah, so there needs to be like a necessary prerequisite, right? The only time we say that the avera contributes to the mitzvah is when they're taking place at separate times, is when the avera was necessary in order for you to later do the mitzvah. In the case of avodah zarah, you could have done the mitzvah without having earlier worship. Oh. But in the case of matzah shel tevel, here it's bas achas. Yeah. So here, the avera contributes to the mitzvah, not in like a necessary prerequisite sense, but just in a very simple bas achas sense. At the end of the day, your avera led to, right, your avera of achilas tevel is led to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Right? So because this is a slightly different case, therefore the parameters of avera leading to mitzvah are going to be a little bit different. Okay? Excellent. Continues the Rav. But if you take approach number one, the Chefza approach, that's all about the Chefza Shel Avera, not being able to be used as a Chefza Shel Mitzvah, says the Rav, that's not going to apply to Matzah Shel Tevel, because what isn't Matzah Shel Tevel?
Chefza Shel Avera.
It's not a Chefza Shel Avera. There's no Avera done with Tevel. Tevel is just the lack of Hafreshes, Trumas, and Maestros. So, as the Rav says, I believe it's in that piece, it's not a chetzah shel avera, there's no avera which makes a tevel, right? A stolen object is a chetzah shel avera because it was stolen, and avera was done with it. An asherah tree, you know, is a chetzah shel avera because avodah zarah was done with it. But here, matzah shel tevel is not in a chetzah shel avera, right? Maybe it's a chetzah shel isra, you're not allowed to eat it, but there's no Aveira done with it. So says the Rav, if you take the first approach, that's all but the Chetah Shel Aveira not being able to be used, the Chetah Shel Mitzvah, so then you would be able to explain why Matzah Shel Tevel isn't subject to Mitzvah Baba Aveira, because it's not a Chetah Shel Aveira. It's a Chetah Shel Iser. Yes, it's really nice.
Can you say that once you eat it becomes a Chetah Shel Aveira?
So we just spoke about that.
Yeah, but again, but the whole thing, one of the big points of the Chetzer approach is the idea that it's a lot of times it's sequential, right? That you first, it became a Chetzer Shel Aveira. And again, but what made it Tevel is not that
an Aveira, right,
yeah.
Already Tevel.
Exactly.
Once an Aveira is done with it, can you say it's a Chetzer Shel Aveira?
But again, but you didn't use a Chetzer Shel Aveira for your mitzvah. So it happened, you know what I'm saying? It happened simultaneously. Steven?
For triggering mitzvah baba avera, why would we be v'chalik between a chetzer shel avera and a chetzer shel iser?
Because the yisod of chetzer of mitzvah baba avera is like the association with the avera. It's like the such a coin to the chetzer approach. The idea is that how could you? It's like a little bit of the incantegra nasa senegra idea. How can you use this chetzer, which has been stigmatized by an avera, as your mitzvah? It's like a shtach to Hashem.
There's no stigma for chetzer.
Tevel? Every item is tevel before it becomes, before Trumas of Maestros.
It's like ew, it's tevel.
No, it's not ew. I mean, that's the point. Every grain is going to be tevel before you have fresh Trumas of Maestros.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't have a stigma in the same way. Right? And I mean, a chetzer, which is done, which was used as an avera, the avera gives it a certain stigma. I think that's the idea of the Rav. That stigma which undermines the mitzvahs, dafka by an avera. If it's just, it's a chetzer shel iser because you didn't do the mitzvah of fresh shumas or maizos, but there's always tevel around in the chronology of all tevin, all food. Oh. So with this you sowed.
Actually, one more thing.
Yeah, go for it.
Did we talk? I don't know if we got into like the ends of Avrechel and Nights idea.
Yeah, that comes up. And Tosas and Sukkah brings that up.
Wouldn't that also be shaykh for a chetzer shel iser then?
There's a big discussion about whether that is a din in mitzvah of avera or something else. Tosas and Sukkah brings it up as a raya to mitzvah of avera. Other rishonim think it's a din drabanan, and it's a different din. So depending on what you hold about that, that might, So once you have this sort of the rav, right, within the chetzer shel avera, chetzer shel mitzvah approach, and it needs to be a chetzer shel avera, not a chetzer shel iser. Think about it for a second. We can now explain why perhaps mitzvah of avera doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael and Chavchas. Because what's the chetzah here? It's a shofar shell, a carbon, shell ola, shell shlamim. That's a chetzah shell kedusha. That's not a chetzah shell avera. Right? Just like there's an isser to eat tevel, right? There's an isser to be nana from hektish. But you're not going to call a carbon to be a chetzah shell avera, chas v'shalom, chalila. So if you take that yisod of the rav, that the first approach of chetzer shel aveira being a chetzer shel mitzvah, it needs to actually be a chetzer shel aveira, not a chetzer shel iser. So you can explain another approach why the Ramban might reject the application of mitzvah baba aveira to the Gemara on Chavches, because he doesn't think that a shofar shel carbon, shel ola, shel shlamim, is a chetzer shel aveira. Because it's hektish. Right, the status of kedusha, if anything, stems from a mitzvah of being makdish the animal for a korban, not from any avera. So that would be a second explanation for why the Ramban doesn't apply mitzvah of avera on chavchas. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, assuming that he would hold like tosos the korah.
No, against tosos. Assuming that the Ramban, right?
Oh,
approach number one.
It is mitzvah about wait.
For tosos, it is mitzvah about avera. That's all about the avera. Exactly. Assuming that the Ramban.
Like the grid before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, both these explanations assume that the Ramban subscribes to approach number one, that's the Chetzer Shel Aveira, the Chetzer Shel Mitzvah. Either like the Rambam, the first explanation was the Rambam, but that the Chetzer Shel Mitzvah is the kol, not the shofar. Second explanation is that it's just not a Chetzer Shel Aveira here because it's hektish. Is there another hand? Oh, yeah.
I'm just thinking, why would the shofar not be a Chetzer Shel Aveira?
Because there was no, meaning the shofar is from a korban. So a carbon is not a chetzer shel aveira.
When do you misuse it?
That's something else. Just like tevel. In tevel, you're not allowed to eat it. The idea is that exactly it's static. Just like the matzah shel tevel wasn't a chetzer shel aveira. So too, the shofar shel ola, the shofar shel shlamim, is also not a chetzer shel aveira. Oh, okay. Moving on to, right, so we have, in terms of Rishonim who don't apply mitzvah of Avera to Shofar, we've had the Rambam, and then we have the Ramban. And there's another Rishon, right, coming after the Ramban. Anybody, what's the other Rishon who says this? On Chav Chesam and Beis, at least his second day? Not the Ran, but the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah. Right, the Ritzvah's second day is like the Ramban. Right, and to Yeshurun Zahra, the Ritzvah is probably quoting his Rebbe. Right, the Ritzvah's second day is to offer an alternative explanation for why it's lo yatzah in the Gemara. The lo yatzah is not because of the mitzvah of Avera, it's rather because of this self-protective mechanism, right, where the Ritzvah says that we're going to, you know, undermine the Kiyama mitzvah to make sure that you don't violate the Avera. Let's just point out, right, while the Ritzvah has these two deos, right, first day is mitzvah of Avera, second day is the self-protective mechanism. Sometimes when a Rishon has two deos, sounds like it could be there's a Nekudas Machlokas between the two deos. First day says Mitzvah Bavera applies, second day says Mitzvah Bavera doesn't apply. But it should be noted, because the Ritzvah L'Shitaso holds the third approach, the Mitzvah Bavera applies any time the Mitzvah contributes to the Avera. And since that so clearly applies here, so I would assume when the Ritzvah in the second day offers an alternative to Mitzvah Bavera, I think he's just offering like an additional explanation. I don't think the second day of the Ritzvah thinks that Mitzvah Bavera doesn't apply here, because the Ritzvah of the Shitaso sort of has to apply Mitzvah Bavera here, because in this case, the Kiyama Mitzvah, which is the Hana, is what leads to the Avera. So again, it's important, so although the Ritzvah has two deos here, I would assume that the Ritzvah here, it's not that the two deos are arguing, which sometimes there is in Rishonim, where you have two deos. Here's more, the second day is an additional explanation. So while the Ritzvah's second explanation, it has an explanation which is an alternative to Mitzvah Bavera, given Ritzvah L'Shitaso, I would assume that this is just an additional, reason, but not that the second day thinks that Mitzvah Bavera doesn't apply. That's just a nukuda. Yosef, do you have a question? Sure? Okay. Fine. The final Rishon, who says this idea that Mitzvah Bavera doesn't apply to Shofar, is found on the Rambam. Who is it? The Ravid. Right, anyone have the Lashon of the Ravid here? Right, so the Ravid, right, sort of agrees with the Rambam's psak, right, agrees with the Rambam's psak that Shofar Gazel is kosher, but disagrees with the reason. Right, the Rambam says, oh, it's because Ein B'Kol Din Gazel. Shimi, do you have the Ravid? Shofar Aleph Gimel?
Yeah. Rambam.
Right? So Ravid says, even if there was a din gezel for the kol, meaning even if the chepsa shel avera was the kol shofar, still, why isn't that a problem here? What's the drasha he quotes? Yom tshura yelachem mikol makom. Right? This idea, which according to the Ravid, that drasha of mikol makom, basically, it seems like undermines the psul mitzvah of Avera. And the way the Ravid is saying it is that drasha of Yom Tshura Yelachem Mikol Makom is basically saying that even if the general rules of mitzvah of Avera would apply here, this drasha overrides mitzvah of Avera. Yeah. So let's get to Lavush. The Lavush is going to be mechalek between the drasha of Lekachem Lachem by Lulav and the Lachem by Yom Tshura. Okay, so let's see, right, so the Lavush here, so I think it's the first Makor and the Makor sheet, right, the Lavush here is trying to explain what exactly is this drasha of Yom Tshura Yelachem in contrast to Lulav, which has a parallel Lachem drasha, and there we say that it is a problem. So, Uriel, once you brought it up, would you mind reading the Lavush?
Yeah. Shubha Gatulay, by blowing the show, we show why, because of the competition, but see, because it says, don't go yellow can, come off, and that's what the writer said, that's what, yeah.
Exactly.
So,
now he's going to explain. Hi, Lachem.
Hi, Lachem. We haven't seen a shovel in here. The question is, rather, Malam said, sorry.
Alright, so it's used for its own person, for its own purposes. Of all, in Shaya.
Well, in Shaya, come the Jewish, you have Lachem, Kol Kachem Lachem.
It's not saying Yom Tshura Yelachem that the shofar has to belong to you, like it says by shofar, sorry, like it says by Lulav that it has to belong to you. Why not? Lulav, right, skip the verb, the Hasa Mashma. Because there by Lulav, what has to be Lachem? Exactly, the Lulav. The Lulav needs to be Lachem. So therefore, if it's Aser Bahana, or if it's, right, or stolen by someone else, you're not going to be Yotze.
I'm saying if it's your
lakicha,
it's still be
lakicha
from someone else. No,
but the drasha of lakachtem lachem, it has to be a lakicha that is yours. Your lakicha of the lulav must be lachem. The lulav must be yours. That's the drasha by lulav. Right? But lakan. This is the key. Here the lachem is going on the yom. And it's a very important line. Here, Lomar.
Lomar hayomi yalotem. No matter what happens, the day has to be a day of
shoba. Oh, very good. Lomar hayom yeh lachem. Yom shmias truas. Sorry. Yom shmias trua b'shofar. Yeh shofar shamishi yeh. Very, the way the Levush is explaining the Ravid. The Ravid is very interesting. In conceptual terms, basically, the Levush is saying that the drasha from the pasuk is that the focus of the yom is a yom trua. It's all about shmias kol shofar. It's all about the shmia to such an extent that we don't care about the chetza shel shofar at all. That's the way the Levush is taking it. Right? He's understanding the drasha is saying it's so much a yom trua, which right the Levush understands is it's so much all the day is all focused about hearing the shofar that the mitzvah is all about hearing. We don't care at all where the shofar comes from. Right? So the shofar, in a way, it's just a hechsher ba'alma. It's all about the shmiya, and as long as you hear it, it doesn't matter what the shofar is. It could be guzzle, it could be anything. It doesn't matter. Because one nekuda is that it's ironic that although the Ravid is arguing on the Rambam, they both have a very similar focus. Right? The Rambam's whole idea of ein b'kol din gezel, it's all about, since the mitzvah is all focused on the shmiya, so therefore, the chetzah shel mitzvah is the kol, and therefore no mitzvah above there. According to Levush, the Ravid is basically saying something very similar. Because the focus of the mitzvah is all the shmiya, we don't care what the chetzah shel shofar is. So again, while the Ravid is arguing, they're really coming to a similar point by saying that the focus of the mitzvah is all the shmiya. So for the Rambam, l'shitaso, it's all, and therefore the chetzah shel mitzvah is the kol, which is not a chetzah shel aveira. For the Ravid, it's that, since the Yom Shur Yelachem, the day is all about shmiya, so therefore, says Levush, doesn't matter what the shofar was.
According to the Levush, El Mali, it didn't have the word lechem in the pasuk, and it just said Yom Shur Yeh. What if I had that same svara? What is the word lechem adding for me? He's almost using it as like a cop-out.
That's not his job to like make drushes.
No, but every single drush, every single word in the Torah, I have to have an omali if I didn't have it, and now that I do have it, I have a svara. So he's saying lechem's coming to teach me Yom Shur lechem, this massive thing. But omali if I didn't have lechem, Yom Shur Yeh.
He's saying that like it defines the holiday for Klal Yisrael.
Yom Shur Yeh.
I think he's saying is that the Yom Shura, which he understands as the Shmias Kol Shofar, completely defines your Rosh Hashanah, right? To the extent that all we care about is the Shmia, we don't care about the Shofar itself. I hear. It's point well taken. Ooh. Yes, last Ta'ara, I guess we'll pick up with Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah tomorrow, is it's important, just like for the Rambam, right? When the Magen Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi as the Makor for the Rambam, we point out not such a Pasha Makor because the Yerushalmi is really talking about the issue of Isra Hana, and the Rambam is talking about Bavera. The same applies to the Ravid. Right, the Ravid himself quotes as his Makor this Drasha from the Yerushalmi, but it's the same Yerushalmi we were seeing before, which is really talking about the Isra Hana. So it's just an Nakuda that while the Ravid carries over that Drasha to the realm of Mitzvah Bavera, the original source in the Yerushalmi is really saying that, we don't care about the shofar being aser ba'ana because of this drasha of Yom Shura Yelacha. So it's just like for the Rambam's Makor being from the Yerushalmi was a little questionable because Rambam's talking about Mitzvah Bavera and Yerushalmi is talking about Isra Hana. The same thing applies to the Ravid who himself invokes the Yerushalmi as his Makor. It's important to note that the Yerushalmi itself is talking about the issue of Isra Hana for a shofar shell of Avodah Zarah, while the Ravid obviously is talking about the issue of Mitzvah Bavavera for a shofar Hagazel. So I guess we'll pick up with Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah tomorrow.
I'm not saying I'm going to keep you.